Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Carissa Mellinger, owner of Mama Llama's Barn, about Small Business Month and owning a small business in Washington. If you'd just like to introduce yourself and tell me what business you have.
I'm Carissa Mellinger, and I own Mama Llama's Barn.
Great. And when did you start this business?
I have had Mama Llama's for the last 5 years. I've actually been solely online before this, and then we opened our storefront up in September.
Awesome. So still relatively new and kind of exciting.
Yes. Yeah, definitely still a little new for the storefront. We were totally used to just online sales and live sales online only. And so it's been a fun little endeavor.
So why did you start your small business?
I originally had started it just because my husband was on the road for work and I needed kind of a side hobby to keep myself busy outside of raising our kids, and had did that while he was on the road and just a little extra income. And then it slowly has now grown into a really fun community of girls and women that we love seeing happy and getting products they like. So.
And I have to ask, because I've been curious ever since I started the shop, how did you come up with the name?
Actually, it was one of my friends and I were talking about names and what we could do a little bit different than boutique. And this Mama Llama post kept coming around on Facebook about how if you mess with my kids, I'm not a mama bear, but I'm more of a Mama Llama and I'll spit in your face. Well, I was like, I'm not a mama bear. I'm not really like that, you know, whatever. I'm like, but I love Mama Llama together. And it kind of had a unique little niche to it. And so we put Mama Llama's Barn together.
And what has been one of the most rewarding things about opening your storefront here in Washington?
I think one of the most exciting things we do is events. And our Easter egg hunt was probably one of the best events we have had. And it had a great turnout, huge community support, and something we are looking forward to doing every year.
Awesome. So something to look forward to next year.
Yes.
Any other events you're thinking about?
We'll probably have something similar around Halloween time. And then we will have some other smaller ones pop up. So I know the llamas, we are going to have them back again Halloween, Christmas time, and then Easter, I think, are our game plans.
Awesome.
So
yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. So what is something that you've learned since opening your storefront?
Oh,
I'm sure there might be a list.
We learn stuff every day. Today we learned how to do cold foam on top of drinks, but we also, I don't know, I think just we learn every day. There's something new we always teach ourselves, and it's honestly just a really good, rewarding experience. So,
yeah, awesome. Is there any advice you'd want to give to somebody that wants to start their own business?
Prepare not to sleep. If you're working a full-time job now, you are probably clocked on 8 to 5, and then you will go working 24/7. So that is pretty much our life, is we don't stop working.
On top of your kids and family and everyday
life.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add about having your small business?
I don't think so, except for just thank you for the support. So
great. Well, okay. Thank you so much for talking with me. That was Carissa Mellinger joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about owning Mama Llama's Barn for Small Business Week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.